Mr. Chair, we are on the record, and I have started the recording. I'm Gina Levesque, intake manager for the Commission on Ethics, and this is an executive session of the Palm Beach County Commission on Ethics. Today's date is July 9th, 2015, and the time is 1:54 p.m. Before the commission at this time is case number C-15-015, and the respondent is Geraldine Moyo, who is the mayor of the city of West Palm Beach. Mayor Moyo is not being represented by council. I will now call the roll. Commissioner Headley?
Present.
Commissioner Kreidel?
Present.
Commissioner Lofredo?
Present.
Commissioner Pearman?
Present.
The chair will now begin the meeting.
Welcome. I'd like all parties who have not been previously introduced to introduce yourselves for the record. We'll commence with Ms. Moyo.
I'm Jerry Moyo, Mayor of West Palm Beach.
Christy Kelly, COE Advocate.
Mark Bannon, COE Investigator.
Steve Cullen, Executive Director, Commission on Ethics.
Thank you. I'd like Executive Director Cullen to brief us on what a probable cause hearing is and what the process for that hearing is.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. As you know, this is a probable cause hearing. This matter began with the filing of a formal complaint by Michael McCluskey against the respondent, Mayor Jerry Moyo, on May 11, 2015. Legal sufficiency of the complaint was found, as if true, the facts alleged may have constituted a violation of the Palm Beach County Code of Ethics. After extensive investigation, staff is recommending dismissal for lack of probable cause at this time. Today's hearing is a paper hearing. That is, this matter is to be determined by the commission by examining documentary evidence and considering legal argument. No witness testimony is presented here today. Of course, both sides, including the respondent, may comment, and the commission may ask questions if that's appropriate. The commission must today make a determination as to whether probable cause exists. Probable cause may be found if there are reasonably trustworthy facts and circumstances for the commission to believe that Mayor Moyo violated the Palm Beach County Code of Ethics. Staff submits that there are no such reasonably trustworthy facts and circumstances and recommends that this matter be dismissed. Ms. Kelly will present the matter. The mayor is here. Mr. Bannon is available to speak to the details of the investigation if necessary.
Thank you. Advocate Kelly, please present your case.
Thank you. As Executive Director Cullen stated, this matter came to the attention of the COE through a formal sworn complaint that was filed by Michael McCluskey of FRI Investors. And the respondent in this complaint is City of West Palm Beach Mayor Geraldine Moyo. The complaint alleges that respondents' participation in discussions during two community redevelopment agency hearings, which concerned the proposed sale of city-owned property to FRI for a medical development project, were in violation of the code, specifically the misuse of public office or employment, corrupt misuse of official position, and disclosure of voting conflicts provisions. The complaint states that on July 7, 2014, and on October 14, 2014, the City of West Palm Beach commissioners were holding a public hearing while serving as in their roles as the CRA, the Community Redevelopment Agency. During one of these meetings, the respondent disclosed that she is a member of the Board of Directors of St. Mary's Medical Center. The complaint alleges that St. Mary's is owned by Tenet Healthcare, Inc., and has been vocally opposed to FRI's proposed project. The complainant also stated that at the public hearing held on October 14, 2014, the CRA board voted to approve a negotiated term sheet between the CRA and FRI. The respondent did not vote at this meeting, but did participate in the discussions during the meeting. The complaint states that based on respondent's membership on the St. Mary's Board of Directors, she has a conflict of interest in participating in this matter because the proposed FRI project would be in direct competition with St. Mary's. The complaint also implies that because respondent's daughter is a pediatric physician and is closely associated with both St. Mary's and Good Sam medical centers, this may also be a source of a violation. I am recommending a finding of no probable cause in this case. The investigation by the COE revealed that respondents' participation in discussions at the CRA meetings concerning the FRI proposal did not violate the code. First, the complainant alleged that respondent violated the disclosure of voting conflicts provisions each time she participated in discussions about FRI's proposal because of her membership on St. Mary's Board of Directors and her relationship to her daughter, Dr. Jessica Moyo. To violate this provision, respondent's official action or omission must be one that the respondent knew or should have known with an exercise of reasonable care would result in a special financial benefit being given to at least one of the seven persons or entities that's listed in Section 2-443A. However, the investigation revealed that none of the seven persons or entities listed in that section would receive a special financial benefit from this. Based on the complainant's allegations, the relevant portions of 2-44A that I will speak on are subsections A3, A4, and A7. So section 2-443, subsection A3, prohibits respondent from giving a special financial benefit to the employer or business of a close family relative, including a child. Here, although Dr. Jessica Moyo is the child of respondent and has medical privileges at St. Mary's, she is not employed by St. Mary's. She's actually employed by Pediatric Associates, Inc., which is a national physician services corporation. Therefore, even if a special financial benefit could be shown to be given to St. Mary's by the CRA's denial of this proposal, respondents' participation in the discussions would not be in violation of Section 2-443, subsection A3, because St. Mary's is not her daughter's employer. Next, Section 2-443, subsection A4, prohibits respondent from giving a special financial benefit to an outside employer or business of the respondent. Respondent was on St. Mary's Board of Directors, and the code's definition of outside employer specifically includes a person who is a director of a business. However, the definition of outside employer also requires compensation for serving in the role of director. And St. Mary's CEO David Carbone told COE staff that members of St. Mary's Board of Directors serve on a voluntary basis without any compensation. And this information was also verified with the Board of Directors, the chair of the board, Denise Neiman. Therefore, since respondent served as a director without compensation, St. Mary's does not meet the definition of an outside employer. And again, Section 2-443, subsection A4 is not applicable to these facts. And then Section 2-443, subsection A7, prohibits respondent from giving a special financial benefit to any civic group, union, social, charitable, or religious organization or other not-for-profit organization of which she is an officer or director. Information that was supplied by the complainant and was also verified by staff on the Florida Division of Corporations website shows that St. Mary's is owned by Tenet Healthcare, Inc., and both Tenet Healthcare Florida, Inc. and St. Mary's are listed as Florida for-profit corporations. They are not not-for-profit corporations, which is required under that subsection A7. Although respondent was on St. Mary's Board of Directors, since St. Mary's is not a nonprofit organization, that subsection would not apply as well to this situation. And then finally, the complainant alleges a violation of the corrupt misuse of official position provision. A violation of this provision requires that an official use their official position or office or any property or resource which may be within her trust to corruptly secure or attempt to secure a special privilege, benefit, or exemption for herself or others. Under the code, the term corruptly means done with a wrongful intent and for the purpose of obtaining or compensating or receiving compensation for any benefit resulting from some act or admission of an official or employee which is inconsistent with the proper performance of her public duties. So to violate this provision, the actions or admissions of the official must be corrupt. Again, the investigation revealed that there is no evidence to support an allegation that respondent acted in a corrupt manner by her discussions at CRA meetings in opposition to the FRA proposal. A respondent gave two reasons in her discussions at the CRA board meetings and at a news briefing on July 9, 2014, for not agreeing with the FRI proposal. She said she believed the incentive package offered to FRI was too high and that she had concerns about the burden of indigent care being unfairly apportioned to other medical providers within the city. Respondent's decision to state at a public meeting or during her news briefing that she was not in favor of this proposal cannot be said to meet the standard of corrupt under the code. As an elected official, the respondent governs in a way that she believes is in the best interest of the city, and that was an act of governing, and the COE has no authority to decide whether such an act is in the best interest of the city. So based on the facts and circumstances, there is no probable cause to believe that respondent Geraldine Moyo violated Section 2-443A, Section 2-443B, or Section 2-443C of the Palm Beach County Code of Ethics, and therefore I recommend that a finding of no probable cause and an order of dismissal should be entered.
Thank you. Mayor Moyo?
Yes, sir.
It's your turn.
Well, I want to thank you for the thorough investigation, and I'm really pleased that you found recommending no probable cause. I think it accurately describes the situation. In no way would I accrue any financial benefit from any of the actions that were taken, and as was clearly stated, my daughter is not an employee of St. Mary's Medical Center. So I believe that what was stated really clearly presents the facts of the case.
Okay. Investigator Bannon, is there anything you need to add, amplify, or correct?
No, sir.
Thank you. Hearing both sides, commissioners, do you have any questions you would care to ask either party?
Really, I'd just like to say that it was pretty thorough investigation. I mean, a lot of pages, a lot of reading. You did a good job.
I wanted you to have something to do, Commissioner.
Not all of us appreciate your sentiment. Anyway, any other comments?
The only comment I have is I did read every word of it, and very thorough investigation, and whenever you're ready for a motion.
Thank you. Hearing no other questions, we'll call the matter to a vote. All in favor of accepting the recommendation as to a finding of no probable cause, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Hearing none, that recommendation has been accepted.
Thank you very much. And I want to really compliment the office for the professionalism that they show. Gina was fantastic and held my hand throughout the whole process. And of course, the thorough investigation, I certainly appreciate it. So thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
At this time, on the screen behind you, you will see the order that has been proposed by staff.
Is it in the packet?
No.
Does anyone have any questions or corrections to the report finding of no probable cause and the order of dismissal in this matter? Hearing none, is there a motion to accept this order as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Pierman made the motion and Commissioner Headley made the second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The order is accepted as presented.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I don't have to go off the record for this question. It's not relevant to your case, ma'am.
Commissioner, now that the hearing is ended at the direction of the chair, this is the end of the recording, and case number C-15-015 on July 9th, 2015, and the time is 2:09 p.m.
Thank you.
I'm deactivating the recording.
Steve.
Yes.
I have a question about Steve.